This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's ruling party has taken the next step in assuring the top government advisor, Yoshihide Suga, succeeds Shinzo Abe as the country's new prime minister. On Monday, Mr. Suga swept an election for the leadership of the Conservative Liberal Democratic Party, which has governed Japan for all but 4 years since World War II, assuring him the prime ministership. The format is expected to further bolster him against his two competitors, former Defense Minister Shigeru Ishiba and LDP Policy Chief Fumio Kishida. Storm-weary Gulf Coast residents are preparing for a new weather onslaught as Tropical Storm Sally churns northward. Forecasters from the National Hurricane Center in Miami said Sally is to become a hurricane this Monday and reach shore by early Tuesday, bringing dangerous weather conditions, including risk of flooding to a region stretching from Morgan City, Louisiana, to Ocean Springs, Mississippi. Louisiana's Governor John Bel Edwards urged people to prepare for the storm immediately. He also said there are still many from southwestern Louisiana who evacuated from Hurricane Laura into New Orleans. That's exactly the area that could be hit by Sally. Warnings of strong winds that could fan the wildfires on the West Coast have added urgency to firefighters' efforts. The alert stretched from hard-hit southern Oregon to northern California and lasts through Monday evening. A family that lost their home fears having to evacuate a second time because of the weather. Authorities say nearly all of the dozen people who reported missing after devastating blaze in southern Oregon have been accounted for. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump was back in his element over the weekend, soaking up the raucous cheers of his crowds, but his rally in a Nevada warehouse was in open defiance of state regulations and his own administration's pandemic health guidelines. Mr. Trump on Sunday hosted his first indoor rally since June, telling a packed, nearly maskless crowd that the nation was making the last turn in defeating the virus. A sheriff's office in the state of Georgia says it has fired a deputy seen on video repeatedly punching a black man during a traffic stop. The Clayton County Sheriff's Office said Sunday the deputy was fired for using excessive force. It did not identify the deputy. It said a criminal investigation has been turned over to the district attorney's office. According to his attorney, 26-year-old Roderick Walker was arrested and beaten after Clayton County Sheriff's deputies pulled over the vehicle he was riding in Friday with his girlfriend, their 5-month-old child, and his stepson for an alleged broken taillight and asked for his identification. Israel will reinstate a strict countrywide lockdown this week amid a stubborn surge in coronavirus cases. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made that announcement in a televised speech Sunday. The lockdown is expected to last at least 3 weeks. Israel has had more than 150,000 confirmed cases of the coronavirus and more than 1,100 deaths. Given its population of more than 9 million, the country now has one of the world's worst outbreaks. It is now seeing more than 4,000 new cases of the virus each day. A person familiar with the matter said that China's ByteDance has, in fact, picked a consortium led by Oracle Corporation for a deal for the U.S. operations of short video app TikTok, beating out rival bidder Microsoft Corporation. ByteDance has been in talks to sell TikTok's U.S. business to potential buyers since U.S. President Donald Trump threatened last month to ban the service if it was not sold. ByteDance will need approval for the deal from governments of the United States and China. Microsoft said earlier on Sunday that it was informed by ByteDance that it would not be selling TikTok's U.S. operations to Microsoft. Warring sides in Afghanistan have accused each other of staging fresh battlefield attacks as a representative held a second day of historic U.S. brokered peace talks away from a home in Qatar. Clashes between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents during the past 24-hour reportedly killed scores of people, including combatants from both sides, as well as civilians. More at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.